It is an interesting time to be talking about advocacy. I do this a fair amount. I come and I talk about the 4911 rules for 501c3s, and it's all very interesting. And for a number of years, it hasn't been very useful because, at least at the federal level, there wasn't much stuff getting done, in part because there were charities that were lobbying to prevent it from getting done, and that was their mission, and that was fine. We are in a new era, or we will be next Friday. We are finding ourselves with a Republican House, a Republican Senate, a Republican in the White House, and I think stuff's going to get done. You heard Alex and David talk this morning about some of the things on the agenda, and I think a lot of your organizations, a lot of your clients are going to find that they will want to be more engaged, because not only are things going to happen because one party has control of both houses and the White House, but it's going to, what they want to have happen is a significant shift of the way things have been done for at least the last 8 years. So interesting times, and it's important for your tax-exempt clients to know this stuff. I'm going to talk about the lobbying rules for 501c3 public charities. In fact, I'm going to talk about two different sets of rules, the so-called expenditure test and the default test, as well as a little bit of conversation about so-called direct action activities. I'm going to then talk about the other C3s. I'll spend some time talking about how your foundation clients can fund lobbying, should they choose to do so. And I'm going to talk about the tax rules for non-C3 lobbying before I hand it off to William for the non-tax rules.